Well, today we're visiting with Dan Haynes, who's the executive director at the Nishnevalley Family YMCA here in Atlantic. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate your willingness to get all the info out. We appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. And I guess visiting is what we're talking about. We're talking about visiting here this morning because coming up on Tuesday night, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center, you're looking for as many folks as you could fit safely into the building to come together and have a nice community discussion.
Absolutely. It's really our rescheduled community meeting of recreation and quality of life issues, or opportunities, I guess is what we should say, opportunities for Atlantic. And where do we want to see ourselves in the next 20 years?
Yeah, talk about the where this came from, where the idea popped to do this.
Well, back a year or so, or maybe even more than that, I know the community came together out there. Rob Stamp had a meeting out there, and there was tons of people out there. Had lots of good ideas, and really what we wanted to do is we wanted to help try to narrow the focus on what the why could help with. So we decided that we wanted to put something together just in the areas of recreation and quality of life. What makes people happy to live here in our community and in our county? And what will draw new people here? So there's not been a whole lot of new things. We've had some new trails put in and some things Park and Rec has done. But as far as, you know, the YMCA is about 17, 18 years old now. And needs of the community do change over time. So we wanted to see what the community is looking for retirees and young families. And, you know, what can the Y address in those situations.
Sure. Now, I guess we want to be clear, too. We're not just talking about, would you like to see some new basketballs at the YMCA or some new volleyballs or something. We're talking about something bigger than that.
Right. Yeah. And we've had, I guess the other place it's come from is that, you know, we've had people talking about splash pads. The Park and Rec Department has talked about revamping the outdoor pool, and it's certainly in need of that. So we're looking at major construction or additions or things like that will affect the quality of life for our folks. So, you know, it could be splash pads. It could be renovation of the outdoor pool. It could be relocating the outdoor pool. It could be, you know, the other thing that's happened in the last couple of years is the senior center has closed down. So, and, you know, honestly, in the YMCA world, our largest or our most stable demographic in our membership is the senior population, those that are retiring and moving to the area. So how do we change our programming and our facilities to accommodate the retiree age? So that's what we just want to get some opinions of the folks that are already here and see what we can come up with.
You know, and that's something, too, that's important that you touch on there, too, is demographics. Because if someone just looks back and says, well, Atlantic, you know, it never changes. Cass County, it never changes. Well, it's always changing.
Yes, it's always changing. And, you know, as old as our, you know, we still consider the Y new, but the Y building, you know, when we built it, we hadn't planned on school-age childcare in our facility. So we don't have a space for that. We've stuck them in the multipurpose room and licensed it. But, you know, even just in that amount of time, the needs of our young kids and families had changed. So we had to adapt the Y building just to accommodate those. So I think there's lots of opportunities there. And the other thing is the YMCA building, some of the local option sales tax is helping pay down what was left of the debt on this building, and that's going to be retired, I think, in 2023. So there's some, you know, some funding opportunities, hopefully, there that we could take a look at and, you know, see what we can do next for Atlantic.
You bet. Well, you mentioned Park and Recreation as an example. I know Cass County Conservation has been asking folks some questions about what they see and what they would like to see in the future here in the area. A healthy Cass County, I think, has done some of the same work. Is this part of a larger effort?
Well, I think it's a piece of that, yes. And we've all been talking together, and we're all promoting each other's piece of theirs. So, yeah, I think it's all because we do have one of our speakers for the night. They're going to have 2 or 3 minutes. They're going to talk about, you know, where trails are at right now and what we've got, what we would like to have in the future, those kind of things. And Bryant Rasmussen from the Park and Rec, he'll be there talking about what the parks have and what they're dreaming of. So I think it's just it's a total community and county project, and we don't want it to be a YMCA project. We don't want it to be, you know, Park and Rec. We want it to be all of us together and making something great for all of us.
Sure, you bet. Now, you mentioned speakers, so you opened that door, so I'm going to walk right through it here. What will the night look like? How will it set up?
Well, Ted Robinson is our board YMCA board president, so he'll open it up and welcome everybody and kind of give us a history of how we got here, why we're sitting around talking about this anyway. And then we're going to have Bryant Rasmussen from Park and Rec. We'll have somebody talking, or have Brett Altman from the hospital is going to come and talk about the importance of quality of life and those kind of issues. As the largest employer in the county, you know, those are important issues when they recruit doctors or when families come to town, those kind of things. We'll have, the chamber will be there and talk. CADCO will be there and talk. The mayor is going to be there and talk a little bit. And everybody's got about 2 or 3 minutes. They're just going to kind of give their piece of it and just try to open it up to. And then the Y will have a bunch of slides there just on ideas of things that we've seen around at different Ys or different communities, things that people have been talking about. And we'll just have some examples there. And then we're just going to throw a bunch of stuff up on the wall and see what sticks, see what resonates with people. And then they'll have the opportunity to vote that evening with, you know, maybe their top 2 or 3, 4 things that they would really like to see, and kind of see what comes to the top. And then maybe between the mayor and the Park and Rec and the Y, we will try to start putting that data together and figure out where we go next.
Okay. Is this one of those meetings where once we get discussion started, there are no bad ideas, maybe just some raw ideas that we can work and mold with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're looking for. So that's the number one rule. There aren't any bad ideas. We just want to bring up, because I mean, you know, there's lots of people that said, you know, the indoor aquatics center wouldn't work, the new YMCA, that nobody'd use it and it'd fail. And here we are almost 20 years later and it's doing great. There aren't any bad ideas. We want to, and to be quite honest with you, I have some slides there that will probably say that people will, they'll question me whether, are you sure we can do that? So, you know, we want people just to think outside the box, and we'd really, you know, it goes back to, we would really like Atlantic to be a regional hub for family and recreation. That's what the Y would like to have. And I remember listening to Brett Altman from the hospital, and that was his theme too. When he had done a presentation that I think it was at Rotary or something, and he did a presentation that they'd really like to be a regional. They want to be the regional hub for healthcare and those kind of things for the hospital. So, and that's really what we want to do. We want to be able to attract people to our community, whether it's coming to live, to retire, or a new family to town, or, you know, or just retire, and or just if they live in the area, they come here for a family day. You know, how can we be that where it's going to support, you know, activities that they do get to do as a family, but they also come here and they shop, or they go downtown, or they go to one of the places to eat, those kind of things. So, you know, I think it affects everybody. That's quality of life stuff.
Sure. Don't need to be heavy in one area and lacking in another. It's nice to have that balance.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, again, that meeting is coming up Tuesday, April 6th, 6:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Now, I know you've contacted many business leaders and organization leaders and things, but this meeting is open to everyone, correct?
It is open to everyone, yeah. We sent it out again to, you know, I know the chamber sent it out to us for us to businesses, but we really want families there because we want people. We want everyone there, people, families that have little kids that are coming up. We want retirees that, you know, want something for their next stage of their life. We want, you know, one of the things that came out of the meeting, you know, a couple of years ago with Rob Stamp was, you know, what do we, the age-old question, or how do we give teens something to do. So that's, we hope that we get some teens there. We did invite the high school and junior high, some folks from there to, you know, maybe their student councils, those kind of things. We're trying to get some teens there so that we do have that young voice. So we've tried to hit everybody. So, but everybody is invited. We just ask that you maybe RSVP here to the Y at 243-3934, or they can email me or whatever they want to do. And we just want to be able to set up the room so that we can social distance and do that kind of stuff. So,
all right, preparation is key. Very good. So just bring your ideas.
Yes, bring your ideas and your open mind, you bet.
All right, very good. Again, that's Tuesday night, 6:30 at the Cass County Community Center. Good discussion. That's what leads to good solutions. Dan Haynes, thank you so much for the time.
All right, thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.